AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. In the nation's capital yesterday, two National Guard members were shot. AP's Lisa Dwyer has more.
FBI Director Kash Patel says that two West Virginia National Guard members shot just blocks from the White House were still alive and in critical condition. West Virginia's governor initially said the troops had died, but later walked back that statement, saying his office was receiving conflicting reports about their condition. Washington Mayor Muriel Bowser also says the Guard members are in critical condition at a hospital.
This is a targeted shooting. One individual who appeared to target these guardsmen, that individual has been taken into custody.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says that President Donald Trump is now ordering 500 more National Guards members to Washington in response to the shooting. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Law enforcement identified the suspect as Ramandula Lakanwal, but authorities were still working to fully confirm his background. The suspect is believed to be a 29-year-old Afghan national who entered the U.S. in September 2021 and has been living in Washington state. He entered the U.S. under a Biden administration program after American forces left Afghanistan. President Trump said 500 more National Guard members will be sent to D.C. and has called for a reinvestigation of Afghans who entered the country while Biden was president. A judge dismissed the Georgia election interference case against Trump and others. It was the last effort to punish Trump in court for his attempt to overturn the 2020 election. Pope Leo XIV is in Turkey on his first foreign trip. He's fulfilling the late Pope Francis' plans to mark an important Christian anniversary. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. At the Gentle Barn in Tennessee this Thanksgiving, turkeys are for snuggling, not stuffing. AP correspondent Julie Walker tells us more.
The Gentle Barn, an animal rescue organization in Tennessee, offers animal-based therapy. People can brush a friendly cow, give scratches and kisses to fluffy white sheep, or cuddle a turkey, says barn founder Ellie Lacks.
The world has started to recognize that dogs, cats, horses have a therapeutic value to them. So at the Gentle Barn, we think, why not turkeys?
Visitor Jordan Galata was snuggling with Smudge, a blind turkey.
You're so snuggly.
And wishing she could spend Thanksgiving at the barn.
We spend hours cooking. I would much rather be here.
Lack says the idea to include therapies in turkey sessions came to her years ago when a particularly chatty bird was following her around. I'm Julie Walker.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.